America, God is cleaning house. Last September, while praying, I broke into joyful song. I was singing, God bless America. All of a sudden, the words to that song came alive as I sensed the Lord pouring his blessing on the United States. He was about to separate the righteous remnant from the unrighteous in the land. The remnant people were to be 1, raised out of the dust, 2, released from the dust, 3, repositioned above the dust. In a startling vision, God lifted me up above the nation to see what he is about to do. Below, the 50 states appeared, dark mostly, but with brilliant dots of light throughout. The Lord's powerful voice then sounded, I am cleaning house. At that voice, the Lord's immense hand descended from heaven and hovered over the land. I then heard him command, separate the light from the darkness. At that command, his hand quickly gathered all the dots of light in the 50 states and lifted them together, raised to walk with him in an extremely high place, the highway of holiness. What was left on the surface of the land below was only darkness and dust. The scripture says, a highway shall be there, and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. Isaiah 35:8. Immediately after the dots of light were lifted by his hand, God's right hand in great power descended from heaven. In this mighty hand, the Lord held a small whisk broom. With great deliberation, he began to sweep away all dust and darkness from America. The dust, a symbol of humiliation, contempt, and man's frailty, were the unrighteous of the land. This dust swirled wildly as in protest, then was blown away by the wind of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, and dumped in the oceans, first the Pacific and then the Atlantic. Victory in the Lord was assured for those who were light. Defeat would be for the dark, dusty, unrighteous. The prophetic scene before me reminded me of Miriam's song, Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. Exodus 15:20. I again peered deeply into the vision and saw an unusual thing. As those who were light were lifted from the earth, only one thing stayed behind, their shoes. They were first shaking off the dust that had clung to the shoes, but then dropped the shoes themselves. What an unusual scene! Saints rising, shoes falling, dust swirling. But the shoes, Lord, what about the shoes? I asked. Then I thought, of course. These, as with Moses at the burning bush, were going to walk humbly on holy ground, the highway of holiness. Their shoes had to go. God has said of the righteous remnant, those who were lifted as light, quote, you will be resting as I work. You will see such a difference in that it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. For I have no pleasure in the strength of a man. I have pleasure in those who wait for my mercy, for those who fear me and worship me in spirit and in truth. You are one of these. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold to those who walk uprightly. Rejoice! Our God is about to do wonderful things for us, whereof we are glad. Amen.